This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Why does Donald Trump criticize former Senator or dead Senator John McCain? That's what people want to know. That's what Mitt failed presidential candidate Romney wants to know. And he criticizes President Donald Trump for doing that. But let me explain something to you, folks. When Donald Trump gets something on his radar, you need to pay attention. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I love that Donald Trump is wise enough to understand when something is festering and it's a cancer in our community, in the Republic. He understands that, and he's not afraid to tackle it. I remember when Donald Trump made his comments about McCain, and we talked about this the other day. But I want to go a little bit deeper because people are chiming in on it now. And he said, look, this guy's not the war hero you think he is. I don't know what Donald Trump has on McCain, but he has a lot of information. He does. I know this for a fact. And I'm going to tell you why when we're going to play a clip. And you have to be able to read between the lines. But he knows a lot about McCain. And you have to understand, a guy like Trump, a billionaire, a guy with his resources who wants to know everything that around, and certainly with his intellect. I know leftists hate to believe that Donald Trump may very well be one of the smartest people that's ever occupied the Oval Office, but he is. And not only is he smart, he's shrewd, he's astute, he's intuitive. There's lots of things that you can describe this man that quite frankly, I hope they continue to underestimate him. But he knows something. Let's play the clip.
I'm very unhappy that he didn't repeal and replace Obamacare, as you know. He campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare for years, and then he got to a vote and he said thumbs down, and our country would have saved $1 trillion and we would have had great health care. So he campaigned. He told us hours before that he was going to repeal and replace, and then for some reason, I think I understand the reason, he ended up going thumbs up. And frankly, had we even known that, I think we would have gotten a vote because we could have gotten somebody else. So I think that's disgraceful. Plus, there are other things. I was never a fan of John McCain, and I never will be. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Put this very simply, it would have been easy, very easy, for the president to shift gears, go after another senator, make a deal, but he didn't. You know why? Because he trusted John McCain. The second place that Donald Trump talks about is the public, who John McCain campaigned on the idea of repeal and replace, didn't do it. So not only did he let down the public and lie to the Arizona voters and to the American citizens who believed in him, he let down the president, who said he promised, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. It was his campaign promise. And Trump is saying, look, he had two groups of people to support. He said he was going to do it, and he didn't do it because he's not a man of character. And he says, for some reason, he gave it the thumbs up. I think he meant the thumbs down. And he called it disgraceful. And you know what? Donald Trump is right. But Mitt Romney criticizes Donald Trump for Donald Trump saying, look, I got no love lost for this guy. And if you read between the lines where he goes, look, I've never been a fan of John McCain. He's telling you that he has enough information about McCain. He's not going to put it out there. The man's dead. There's no political points to be made other than he's going to tell you, I have my reasons. And if you're smart, you'll understand why I have my reasons. 844-551-8255. Hey, you may very well be a fan of McCain. I'm not going to try to dissuade you. I want you to understand as you listen to this radio program, I'm not trying to make you believe what I believe. In fact, I challenge you to say to me, Kevin, I like John McCain. Here's what he did. Okay, fine. And I promise you, I won't ridicule you for your views on it. We can discuss it if you give me, hey, Kevin, here's what I liked about the guy. I'll tell you, look, you know what I like about anybody? Anybody willing to strap on a uniform and go to fight for us. I appreciate that. I appreciate that he was shot down in a prisoner of war and, again, serving the country. But it's like saying, okay, you know, I appreciate that my brother is really good with his kids, but, you know, he goes out at night and he's a serial rapist. I'm going to ignore that, but I appreciate that he's good with his wife and his kids. No, I'm going to say he may be a good family man, but he's a scoundrel at night, and he shouldn't be going out raping people. And John McCain is exactly that. What we do is we have this weighing system, and we tend to weigh. Like, for example, you hear, oh, she's a teacher, and you go, ooh, I'm going to give it a lot of weight. Yeah, but she's a stripper who molests 16-year-old boy. Oh, whoa. Well, you know, maybe some people may not think of that as that big of a deal. But you get what I'm saying? We weigh things. We go, oh, he's a judge, or he's a this, or she's a that. And then we suddenly we put on the beer goggles and go, oh, they're all so good. John McCain is not a good person. He's not a good man. And Megan notwithstanding, I don't see the other kids jumping up and going, John is just amazing. Oh, even his adopted kids don't stand up and go, he's just the most amazing man I've ever met. He wasn't. It was optics. It was politically driven. I know a person just like that who thinks she's rising through the political ranks, scoundrel to their rotten cores. So, yeah, when I talk about it, when Donald Trump talks about him, he's telling you what you need to know. And Romney wants to chime, I can't understand why President would once again disparage a man as exemplary as my friend John McCain. Heroic, courageous, patriotic, honorable, self-effacing, self-sacrificing, empathetic, driven by duty to family, country, and God. Sounds very much like a big old postcard for, you know, but we're throwing a Ford and a baseball and apple pie, and let's just make it all in the flag, and let's just make it all symbolic about how great John McCain was. That's what these clowns do in D.C. They get behind each other and go, he's exemplary, he's amazing. And then, no, not me, I'm not exemplary. Compared to Romney, you know, you can just see these guys going back and forth. No, you are the exemplary, amazing, honorable, self-effacing one. No, not by all means, you are John. No, you are Mitt. You know what they are? They're both a couple of scoundrels. And here's the thing, I respect Mitt Romney a lot more than I respect John McCain, you know, because Romney, I can say, same woman for X number of years. I know the Mormon work ethic and things like that, and there's a lot to be said about it. But he's so driven now by the Republicanism, as it's been defined by these knuckleheads who have been running this party for the better part of 5 decades or longer, that he's lost vision about what really matters in this country. Because let me tell you something. John McCain not voting down Obamacare because he was mad, butthurt about Donald Trump, to me, is the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, there were others, but that's the one that really did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump goes after John McCain. What did he say? I was never a fan of John McCain, and I never will be. Good for him. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. I know scoundrels when I smell them, when I see them. John McCain's a scoundrel. And we've given so much of ourselves. We've been led this fake narrative of how great a man he was, and so you can't talk about him. But you can talk about Trump all you want. Say whatever you want about this man, and nobody's supposed to care, right? But John McCain's untouchable. Well, he is touchable. I was listening to Tim Kaine. I want to, we have a montage video too that we're going to be making a lot of videos and stuff coming up, folks. We're about to do some really clever things with our organization, and you're going to start seeing more from it, especially seeking educational excellence. But I want to play just this one thing. I want you to understand how they say Trump is racist and all these different things. And here's Tim Kaine talking about Donald Trump's racism because of this Jeanine Pirro thing and the shooting in New Zealand, which happened a few days ago.
We spoke yesterday with Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. He had just returned from a visit to the Venezuelan border and spoke to us from Bogota, Colombia. We asked Senator Kaine about President Trump saying that he did not think white nationalism was a rising threat around the world.
Margaret, it is on the rise, and the president should call it out, but sadly, he's not doing that. We saw in the aftermath of the horrible attack in Charlottesville that he tried to say that the white supremacists, neo-Nazis, neo-Confederates there were just, you know, good people. But when you see church shootings in Charleston, a synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, you see this hate-filled manifesto of the shooter in New Zealand who is murdering Muslims, we have to confront the fact that there is a rise in white supremacy, anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim attitudes. The president uses language often that's very similar to the language used by these bigots and racists. And if he's not going to call it out, then other leaders have to do more to call it out, and I certainly will.
Well, the president did say it was a horrible thing that happened, but he said that the white nationalism issue is just a small group of people that have very, very serious problems. What do you attribute the rise to?
Well, they have problems, but I think the president is using language that emboldens them. He's not creating them. They're out there. But, you know, at the same time as he was tweeting out yesterday his support for the family members in New Zealand, and that was appropriate, he was vetoing the Senate's rejection of his emergency declaration from Thursday, and he used the word invaders to characterize people coming to the nation's southern borders, which was exactly the same phrase that the shooter in New Zealand used to characterize the Muslims that he was attacking.
So the narrative continues. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Same narrative. You know, look at Charlottesville. You know those little dolls that had the ring on the back and you pull the string in it, and then it would just say something like, oh, la, 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 la. That's Charlottesville. Let me tell you something. We got products coming up, TV stuff that's going to just dispel all these myths. We're going to start poking more fun at the leftists. If you're having fun on this radio show, wait till I tell you what we do next. It'll blow your mind. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. So, I guess what I was getting at is that guys like Tim Kaine and others, it's open season on Donald Trump. They're supposed to be able to say what they want. Nobody's supposed to care. And Ted Koppel commented on it, and I want to play his clip. And we'll cover some of this in the next segments in the rest of the broadcast because I can't do it justice, and this is one of our shorter segments. But I want to play the Koppel clip. I think it's about 2 minutes. But he's asked, you know, what do you think about the Donald Trump thing and you know, the media's treatment of him? And Koppel gives an answer that probably surprises a few people. Here it is.
I'm terribly concerned that when you talk about the New York Times these days, when you talk about the Washington Post these days, we're not talking about the New York Times of 50 years ago. We are not talking about the Washington Post of 50 years ago. We're talking about organizations that I believe have, in fact, decided as organizations that Donald J. Trump is bad for the United States. We have things appearing on the front page of the New York Times right now that never would have appeared 50 years ago. Analysis, commentary, on the front page. I remember sitting at the breakfast table with my wife during the campaign after the Access Hollywood tape came out. And the New York Times, and I will not offend any of you here by using the language, but you know exactly what words were used. And they were spelled out on the front page of the New York Times. I turned to my wife and I said, the Times is absolutely committed to making sure that this guy does not get elected. So his perception that the establishment press is out to get him doesn't mean that great journalism is not being done. It is. But the notion that most of us look upon Donald Trump as being an absolute fiasco He's not mistaken in that perception, and he's not mistaken when so many of the liberal media, for example, describe themselves as belonging to the resistance. What does that mean? That's not said by people who consider themselves reporters, objective reporters of facts. That's the kind of language that's used by people who genuinely believe, and I rather suspect with some justification, that Donald Trump is bad for the United States, and the better, you know, the sooner he's out of office, the better they will like it. Whether that happens by virtue of indictment, impeachment, or election, we'll see. But I disagree with you, Marvin. We are not the reservoir of objectivity that I think we were.
I think we're better than you were describing.
So what's funny about that, and welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was Ted Koppel. He was at Carnegie Institute doing this interview. And the guy that says, well, I disagree with you, Ted, because I believe blah, blah, blah. And Ted Koppel's going, well, you know, you can disagree, but that's the way it is. Now, he can get away with that for a little bit because he's, you know, but he's a leftist who says I've always been objective at the very least. But he's going to find himself like Alan Dershowitz, where pretty soon nobody will be asking him to come to these events. Glad you guys are still listening. There's an attack on Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, let me tell you why there's an attack. Because the establishment doesn't like that Donald Trump will call you out no matter what. And in calling out McCain, Donald Trump has essentially highlighted what's wrong in politics. These untouchables, these elitists, you have to understand the power they wield.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before boarding Air Force One, President Trump says he believes it's a disgrace that Democratic candidates for president are not attending the pro-Israel conference next week.
The Democrats have very much proven to be anti-Israel. There's no question about that.
What?
I don't know what's happened to them, but they are totally anti-Israel. Frankly, I think they're anti-Jewish.
An Indonesian airline is trying to cancel a nearly $5 billion order for Boeing's 737 MAX jet airliner. The airline ordered the planes back in 2014 and has taken delivery of one of the planes, but with everything going on with Boeing, they're saying thanks, but no thanks. USC Aviation Safety and Security Program Director Thomas Anthony tells NBC News,
"And ultimately, it is up to that regulator, in this case the FAA, to say what is a safe and certificated aircraft."
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So there are a list of people that they say are going to potentially challenge Donald Trump in 2020. I chuckle a little bit because I think it's hysterical. He's the one president there's a part of me that would want to follow him because you would be inheriting. It would be like following Reagan. How do you screw that up, right? George Bush figured out a way to do it, but I would love to follow in that respect. So after his 8-year tenure, I'd love to follow him. But to go after him in the middle of his first, you know, after his first term and think you can beat him, you have to be delusional. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Glad you guys are here. So Mark Cuban came out and said he thinks he can run. You know what this reminded me of when I heard Cuban say, "Yeah, I think I could be a good president," whatever, is he tried a show that was very similar to Celebrity Apprentice or The Apprentice, and it failed miserably. That's what I look at when I see Cuban say, "Yeah, I think I'll give it a go." Go for it, Mark. You got the money. You got the smarts. You're on Shark Tank. Now, that's a funny one, because if Cuban believes Shark Tank has prepared him for the presidency, man, he doesn't understand what happens when a drop of blood hits the water in D.C. There's also a talk of Bob Corker, John Kasich. You remember him, the whiny guy. Every time he was on the doing debates, he was like, "Well, yeah, you got to remember, I was part of the Congress that did this." He's just such a whiner. Every time I saw him, I felt like he'd been crying, you know, or he was sweating out a flu. I'm not kidding. Go back and look at Go back and look at the debates. My producers are looking at me like I'm crazy. Go back and look at the debates. Watch this guy. He looks like he's detoxing. Okay, then Susana Martinez, the governor of New Mexico, they're saying she can run, but that's just people pushing people out there. Ben Sass of Nebraska, he might as well declare himself a Democrat for all intents and purposes. And then we get a guy named Bill Weld. I don't know if you know who Bill Weld is. Well, I'm going to give you just a bit of history on him. So he's an attorney, a businessman. He was the 68th governor of Massachusetts. He served from 1991 to 1997. Now, that tells you all you need to know. He's Romney before Romney became Romney. I mean, businessman turned governor. Libertarian Party nominee for the vice president of the United States in 2016. And now he wants to become president. Now, he's a bright guy. Oxford guy, Harvard grad. Legal counsel to the United States House Committee on the Judiciary, rather. became U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts. Later, he was U.S. Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division, etc., focused on public corruption. Let me just put it this way. Everything this guy did, all the people that he served, he can call himself libertarian, but to me, he looks like leftist. Leftist. And the clip that we'll play from Bill tells you everything you need to know about him.
Intention is to win. There's no point doing something like what I'm about to do unless you intend to go all the way and win. I've thought candidly for the last 10 or 15 years that I could start Monday in that job at 1600 Pennsylvania. I have a mix of domestic and international experience that I think would fit me for the job, which is more than I can say for the current incumbent, who specializes in buzzwords and platitudes, which he flings about for all their worth, such as, all our problems are caused by foreigners. That's where the only problem lies. It's not with us. Foreigners cause all the trouble. The future of the energy industry in the United States is coal. That's where we got to go. Climate change is a hoax. These are just buzzwords. There's nothing behind them. And I don't think the president is knowledgeable on any of these issues. He simply repeats his buzzwords.
Now, I want to stop there for just a second. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So that's Bill Weld. Told you who he was, governor of Massachusetts, whatever. He's Romney's big brother, if you want to think of him that way. Says he's intending to win. He's got more domestic and international experience than Donald Trump. And, by the way, Bill Weld is a less successful business person than Donald Trump. I mean, even as governor of Massachusetts, go back and look at the things that he's talked about. I gave you his pedigree. It looks good on paper, but go back and look at what Donald Trump was talking about a decade ago, two decades ago. Nothing has changed about him. If you believe for 1 second Donald Trump hasn't been following politics, you must be on the moon. You're on the dark side of the moon freezing, because this is a guy that told you what he's going to do and he's executing. So forget that Bill Weld has a president who's executing. And I gave you guys statistics the other day. 71% or something like that believe the economy is doing great. They credit Donald Trump. He's got 92% support of Republicans. He's got 53% support of independents. And he's got 17% of support of Democrats. His numbers are rising. Even in CNN and the fake news polls, his numbers are rising in terms of what people believe he's capable of doing, and on and on. He was supposed to lose the House and the Senate. He kept the Senate. He got cheated out of the House. I'm making a guarantee to you that he will win the Republican. He will win the election of 2020. And we're going to flip the House back. I'm making you a promise that's going to happen, because I'm telling you, we got 2 years to do it, and there's a group of us that are already working on this. So this guy comes in and says, yeah, all he does is give you buzzwords and platitudes. And then he makes the comment that, as if Donald Trump said this, that all our problems are caused by foreigners. That's not what he said. Donald Trump has said, we're going to protect our borders because we are a sovereign country. We are made up of all of the nations of the world. What is it that makes you believe that we're protecting ourselves from foreigners? We have a legal immigration system. But he tells you, Donald Trump talks in buzzwords and platitudes. Then he says, Donald Trump says our future is coal. Donald Trump has never said our future is coal, in the sense that he's disregarding green energy platforms. He's saying we're going to make sound value judgments on this, and we're not going to be ruled by one world order or new world order around how we dictate our energy plan. Then he says climate change is a hoax, which of course it is. Now this guy wants you to believe Trump is the one speaking in buzzwords and platitudes. Let's play the rest.
Now, it's not entirely his fault. Before he was elected president of the United States, he was a New York City and Palm Beach socialite, judging beauty contests and employed in the reality TV industry. That's no preparation, with all respect, for being president of the United States. So I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm saying he's kind of a fish out of water. And I think as the campaign goes on, that idea is going to take root.
Haven't all the Bill Weld Republicans, people like me, already left the party?
Well, you talk about leaving the party. I've never left the party of Lincoln. You know, when I started in Republican politics, which was way back in the 60s, people still listened to each other. Policy was made in Washington by hammering things out and, yes, compromising. But a lot got done. And lions walked the earth in the Senate. If someone was giving an important speech, the galleries would be filled with people who wanted to listen. No one wants to listen anymore. If someone gives a speech, it's at 3 a.m. in a dark chamber with the C-SPAN camera not allowed to leave the face of the speaker.
Right, but my point is, his standing is like 90% among Republicans. It's because there's been an exodus of we moderate Republicans.
Well, you know, the Trump party, if I may, Trumpism, is the natural heir of the Know-Nothing Party of the 19th century, which, like the Trumpism, was founded on anti-immigrant fervor. They hated, in that case, Catholics, the Catholics coming in from Germany and Italy. They had violent rallies, just like Trumpism. They believed in conspiracy theories, just like Trumpism. And that party just disappeared into the mist. And I think the same thing is going to happen with Trumpism.
Welcome back, Trumpies. Are you suffering from Trumpism? I'm not suffering from Trumpism. I'm enjoying Trumpism. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. That was Bill Weld. No shot, as has no shot of Mark Cuban or anybody else, John Kasich. Trump will have no challenger, no reasonable challenger in the primary. None. Because he's a rock star president. And it's funny to me, he calls him a New York City and Palm Beach socialite. He wants to minimize Trump. Try to minimize Maximus. I mean, good luck with that gladiator. Says he's used to judging beauty contests in reality TV. It's not his fault, though. He says he's a fish out of water. Well, it's funny to me how well a fish out of water seems to be swimming. It's like he's a walking catfish, because Donald Trump is, if he's a fish out of water, he's one impressive fish. Man, but this just goes to show you the level. And by the way, this was MSNBC giving this guy a lot of time to say anti-Trump stuff. But what was funny to me is the commentators going, well, but he seems to be resonating. And he quoted the stat, 92% of Republicans seem to be enjoying what he's doing. Yeah, they are. Because they know what they're getting. Bill Weld wants to, believes climate change is real. He wants to change over the, he's a Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in a suit. Dressed up as an old white man. In white face, I guess I should say. Oh man, they'll come out of the woodwork to Trump will prevail.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a war on Donald Trump. It began when he came down those steps and declared himself to be a Republican. Up to that point, Donald Trump was the man. I'm talking about leftists. Pretty much, they loved him. The rap community loved him. The Hollywood community loved him. The media liked him a lot if they didn't outright love him. Republicans were okay with Trump. We weren't like, it's funny because we were the ones who were probably the most lukewarm on Donald Trump. The left adored the man. I told you guys, Donald Trump may be singularly the most talked about guy in rap music, and now suddenly he's persona non grata because Snoop Dogg and all of them who died to be in pictures with him. Eminem had a tribute where he brought Donald Trump in, and now they make him out to be a pariah. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. What an amazing turn of events, if you ask me. Just an amazing turn of events. 844-551-8255. Donald Trump's now the bad guy. And interestingly, the better he does, the worse they feel. And I can tell you, that is leftism in a nutshell. The better Donald Trump does, the more they hate it. Now, I flipped that, and I've said this before, but I need to say it again right now. If Barack Obama had done what Trump had done, I'm not talking about ideologically. If he had proven that his stuff was right, if he had implemented Obamacare and our rates went down and we had better access to hospitalization and people were going and feeling better and getting healthier, et cetera, I'd go, wow. That's amazing. I know socialized medicine doesn't work, so we knew it was going to fail. But had it worked, what would you say? If the clamor were millions of people are benefiting, we are taking money out of the system, hospital costs are going down, hospital stays, people are getting, I would go, wow, I'm shocked to tell you guys this, but Obamacare is working. I don't dislike Obamacare because it's Obama's or it's leftist, it's socialist or whatever. I dislike Obamacare because I don't like that my rates tripled, that my deductibles are pretty much untenable. You might as well not go to, I'm afraid to go to the hospital. Being honest with you, you're afraid because it's $20,000 before you even kick it, it kicks in, so you can't use it. That's what I'm mad about. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to? I'm upset. Move to a state where they got one choice of insurance, and thankfully I didn't choose it because I'm waiting on something to come up, but healthcare is a big discussion around my house all the time. Too much so, to be honest with you, and it's because of Obamacare. Prior to Obamacare, I had a plan I loved. It was $720 a month, covered my family, blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm sitting there going, whew. Well, you know, should we go? I don't know. I got a problem with my foot. I've needed to get adjusted, worked on for quite a while. Problem with my shoulder. Probably just muscle memory issues from, you know, being a fighter. And shoot, I'm not going. I have to sell a kidney in order to go. I'll make a barter with you. If you take my kidney, can I get health care? Okay, Kevin, we'll check it. We'll check with the board and we'll get back with you. I can see him, you know, well, Kev, we've come back with a decision. We'll take the kidney, but we need part of your liver. And you got to be a blood donor for a year. Okay, done. Deal. Deal. I can see the government's deal or no deal with Obamacare. It's pretty funny. I'm going to write that down. Deal or no deal for your kidney. Deal or no deal kidney. Body parts. Anyway. Yeah, so this war on Donald Trump is came from all directions, but we were the least enthusiastic. And when Donald Trump declared, I swear, I immediately went, come on, Donald. Seriously, dude. That was my initial reaction. I'm very proud of you out there, though, who said, you know what? I'm for Trump. Can I tell you how many people, probably enough people to get my attention, said, Kevin, I love Trump. I'm Trump, 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 Trump. And I went, really? I mean, I wasn't ridiculing him. He kind of declared before. I was like, come on. I thought it was a publicity stunt. How many of you thought it was a publicity stunt? No, Trump's just doing this to, you know, to get his name out there, you know, for publicity for his show. And then he'll bug it. This is what I said. It's publicity for his show. He'll get along a little bit ways and then go, you know what? I got better things to do. I'm a billionaire with a trophy wife. I'm out of here. And he'll go and then he'll say, I ran for president. And that'll be that. That's what I said. And I know I'm not alone in that. And as it went along, I really thought, first debate, I thought, God, he's not going to make it. Second debate, I was like, that wasn't any good either. But, and I was misreading so many things. because the audience, when he would speak, they'd be booing, but they weren't booing him. They were booing the content. But I was, you get trained to where you hear applause and you go, oh, they love him. You hear boos and you think they hate him. They were loving the guy. And the ultimate thing happened. He won. And you know what? I look back on it and I say to myself, congratulations to the early adopters. You people are smarter than I was because I didn't see it. Now, in my defense, not that I need to defend myself, but in my defense, I looked at it and said, wait a minute. I can't jump in. I have to remain objective because I was getting asked questions about all the candidates, and I didn't want to do that. So I didn't stop and look at things the way I would normally look at them through the prism of Kevin Jackson. I looked at it through the prism of a pundit that just saying, here are the pros, here are the cons, here are the pros, here are the cons. So there you go. And I don't know what would have come out of that had I really done that. Would I have, you know, come to the realization that Trump was, yeah, he's very, really cool and interesting and all that, and then he's got a way to win it. I know there was a point where I said he's fearless enough to where he will go after them, and I was proud that he did. I'm happy that he did. But they've been going after him, and Donald Trump, as I said, he called out John McCain. We've been talking about it this part of the broadcast. He called out illegals. He's called out all these leftists that hate him and so on and so forth, and it's really cool to watch. But Ted Koppel actually came out and said Donald Trump has been right about the things that he calls out. Specifically, he was speaking of the media. And we played that clip earlier, but essentially Koppel says Donald Trump's right. This is a leftist saying Donald Trump is right about this. These are people that are going after him for the wrong reasons. Yeah, look, I say to anybody, I don't agree 100% with Trump. Never have and never will. But I will tell you, he's exceeded my expectations. And before I even go there, my expectations of him were high. He exceeded them. I knew he was going to do well as president, but he exceeded him. And yet we find ourselves having to defend him all the time. And here's what's interesting. Most of the time, people don't defend him. I've talked about this on the program where I'll hear people tell me stories. Yeah, there was a group of people and they were talking about Trump and, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And I felt really bad because I like Trump. And I go, well, why didn't you say something? Well, I just did. I felt like it. You know, because you're a chicken. Let's just be honest. You're a chicken. Oh, I was at a cocktail party with my girlfriends and I didn't want them to get mad at me. Or I was with the boys and blah, blah, blah. You're a chicken. If you look, I'm not going to tell you how to run your life. You decide if your friendships and the things that you do are worth it. But here's what I'll tell you. If you can't be your genuine you with your so-called friends, then what are they really friends? I can't remember. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and we disagreed. And I went, interesting. And then I said, well, explain to me more about your take on it. I wasn't even going to confront him. I just wanted to understand it. And so I honestly don't remember the conversation, or I'd give you some more context. But because my producers are going, give us some more. I don't have the context. I don't remember these things all the time. But I know we were having a discussion. I said, well, please elaborate. And they told me. And then I said, well, that's interesting because here's what I know. And here's what I'll tell you. I wasn't trying to convince them to change. They certainly weren't going to change me because, just to be honest, they didn't know as much about the subject as I did. I'm just being honest with you. But I wasn't trying to change him. We had an exchange of ideas, and that was it. But it wasn't a one-sided conversation. It wasn't unilateral where people are just talking to me about Trump. Now, this wasn't about Trump. It was something about a political, you know, like immigration, you know, and it wasn't even that. It was like somebody giving me their take on immigration, and it differed from mine. But we had a discussion. And it's funny because you hear the left often say, well, you know, back in the day, like that Koppel clip we played earlier in the broadcast, he says, in the old days, we would, you know, have a discussion about these things. We are interested in discussion. I don't know how many times, and I'm going to say this to my conservatives that are listening to the program. You may know a leftist. By all means, have them call me, 844-551-8255. I will debate them cordially. Unless they want to get ugly, then I'll get ugly too. But I'm saying I will debate them cordially. For the leftists listening to the program, if you disagree with anything that I say, please call. I'm happy to have a conversation with you about this. And, you know, but that's the thing we're missing, but it isn't us that's unwilling to have the conversation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.